John and Teresa Witte of Rural Solutions here in Madison with our Rural Solutions Technology Update Show. And we are social distancing, and they are back in the studio.
We are back in the studio, Paul.
Yes, indeed.
Nice to see your smiling faces.
It's good to be seen.
Yes, it's good to see anybody, actually, yep. Just besides John. Nothing personal, dear.
No, I understand.
Too much togetherness, has
no.
it been?
No.
How's the stay-at-home thing going with everybody?
It's going okay. Our dining room table is our new office, and I've been coming into town a couple of times a week just to take care of business in the office and, you know, get mail, and then sometimes people will deliver computers, and, you know, we can social distance and still get that taken care of. So we've had computers fixed, and I've been selling computers and logging on for people onto their computers remotely to help with things. So, yeah.
Good. It's working well then.
Yeah.
And nice thing for me for the last week plus now we've been in the field.
Yeah.
And you almost forget about social distancing when field work, you know, because you're in your cab, you're alone, and life is normal. And then and
that's
you
a good about feeling.
It, unless you run a town for a part and you realize, oh, okay, things have changed yet.
Yeah.
Well, Maynard's got a measuring stick of 6 foot, so he's got to measure us now.
Oh, okay.
Make sure we're 6 foot apart. But all right. Well, nice to have you back in the studio. And what are we talking about today?
Well, I thought we'd talk a little bit about, okay, so a lot of people are working from home. You know, education is happening at home. The teachers are teaching online. There's just a lot of things happening. What do we think might come of this? What will be the new normal once everything goes back to what it used to be?
That's a great question, Teresa. Will things return to normal? Like,
and I think probably not. I mean, there's going to be a new normal is what I think, or we're going to go in the direction of making these changes and keeping some of the changes that have been made. Mm-hmm. What do you guys think?
I agree. How about you, John?
Yeah, I think we touched on this the other day, or the other last call-in we did, too, is that I think there's going to be some things that we've been talking about are coming, and they're here now, and I think they're going to stay here. And there's pros and cons to a lot of these different aspects. And so let's hear what you got to say, Teresa.
Well, okay, so in addition to just working from home and, you know, logging into your computer at work remotely or, you know, getting your email online and doing most everything online, there are other things that are happening that didn't used to happen. And that would be like work meetings, having work meetings on like Zoom or a platform like that.
I love doing that.
You know, that is amazing.
That's not getting old to me.
Yeah. How many Zoom meetings did you have before all this happened?
None.
No. Yeah.
I mean, I was aware of it.
I was aware of it too, yeah.
But as far as using it, you know, whatever. And now it's like the main used application, I think, for a lot of people.
Yep.
Well, and then there's interviews. If you're interviewing for a position, you know, you don't have to go fly across to another state if you want to interview for a position. People are just much more accepting of this as a means of communication. Mm-hmm. Presentations, even. You can give a great presentation over Zoom. I attended a baby shower on Zoom. Maybe I have said that last week. But we played some games.
How'd that work?
It was different, but we played some games, and then they were able to, you know, you could do share screen. Mm-hmm. And so if, like, you're doing a presentation, you can put your documents up there for others to see. And it just works real slick. I had a doctor appointment, had to get some medication refilled, and I did a Zoom with my doctor.
Yep, my wife did that too. And that's really becoming the norm.
I think
they'll stay with that.
I think so too. And it's just, I think the amount of work travel is really going to decrease or stay down. Of course, there will be some back, you know, when we're able to travel. But I think a lot of people are going to say, you know what? We don't need that. We don't need you here. We don't need to pay all that money.
Yep.
I suppose, especially now,
time.
Businesses are going to be looking for ways to cut costs
Right.
until things get back up to speed, too, especially.
Yeah. So what are the long-term ramifications of this? Let's say, you know, that there is a change in the working environment, right? So we've got less work travel, less demand for office space. So these big, huge buildings full of people, if a percentage, even 25% of those people are working from home, that's less office space that's needed.
Good point.
And that's huge. Yep. And even having, I read somewhere where they were thinking that it would be more like going back to a small town model, where you have a small office with a few people, and they can even work from home, but then once in a while they come in. Cloud headquarters. So let's say you have a business, and what's your business name, Paul? What's the name of your business?
KLQP.
No, your pretend business. Come on, play with me.
My pretend business.
Yes.
Paul's fishing, outdoor fishing.
Okay, Paul's outdoor fishing. So you have this outdoor fishing business, and
I don't fish.
And you have.
I'm seeing more along the lines of cookies. Paul's cookie, fish
let's
cookies.
Go with that.
Let's go with fish cookies.
Paul's fish cookies. Paul's fish cookies has stores all over the place. Okay, and but the headquarters, you know, would be a big, big building, right? Because you have so many people that work for you for your fish cookies because they've somehow become really popular.
What's a fish cookie?
I don't know.
How did you come up with that?
You're very good at baking
cookies.
You're
getting distracted. Come on now. Let me make my point.
He's baking cookies in the shape of a fish. That's what I envision.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry, Teresa.
And they're very good.
But instead of having... Now, back on track.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah, okay.
Goodness, these boys... Instead of having a large office with a large staff, which requires, okay, so you've got your staff, but then you have your staff that has to manage the staff and the staff that have to take care of the building and the, you know, the everything that you furnish that building with and the overhead costs, you could have a virtual headquarters that doesn't exist in a building.
Right. Yep.
And
that's what's happening now.
Yes, that's huge.
Doesn't that seem like that would all these things would be a really big gain for rural America? You know, like our our main street here. You know, I've always said this. You know, all my classmates in college, you know, they all ended up getting tech jobs in the metro areas, and I said, well, you know, I desire, I mean, more than the big dollars that they offered out there. You know, I desire to live. Rural community, live on a farm, and all those things. And I know I talk to a lot of my classmates, and they all say, you know, how lucky we are to be able to raise our family out here and not in the rat race. And, you know, I would think that that'd be very enticing for them to have the opportunity to do that.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
So a couple,
A
couple other things that I thought were interesting was I think that your work employee, your coworkers, things are getting more personal. If you're Zooming from home, people are seeing your environment and maybe your kids running in the background or your pets walking on top of you. You know, it just, it personalizes things when you see people in their own environment. And I think that's just a different dynamic that doesn't exist in the office where people keep things very separate. I also think work hours are really going to shift. If you're home and your kids are home, you might not be able to work 8 straight hours, but you can get your work done still within that day. And that's, you know, a lot of people, if you're getting your work done, they don't really care how you're getting it done, which is that a good thing or a bad thing? I don't know.
I think it means depends on the person.
Means you're working all the time, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, that doesn't end, your day doesn't end, but...
One thing, Teresa, too, I thought about is these church online services that we see most churches doing now. That they never, some of them have never done before. Are they going to continue? Well, we'll all get together in our church building, but will they continue with the online service now?
Right.
You know.
Well, I think that's a really good thing for those shut-ins that can't go anyways.
I enjoy watching all the different church services and the pastors. I think that's staying.
I do too.
Yeah, of course there's some things you can't replace with personal contact, which, you know, is a lot. And I think when this is all over, we'll all be craving that if we aren't already. But I do think that things are going to really be different.
So You got anything else there? Or?
I don't.
Okay. Yeah, that was really interesting. Technology is it, well, it's here to stay. We know that. But, yeah. I mean, different ways of doing it now yep. will be here.
Yep. Yeah, I think it's just kind of another graduation to the next level of how we use it. You yep. know, it's a social thing.
Just think if you had everybody work from home one day a week, what that would save on fuel
yep.
and just all sorts of things that yep. could save money on yep. and be better for our environment and yep. whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So. Hey, interesting.
Yeah, very interesting. Great show. We'll see how this, if this stayed true in a year, just like what we do with
yeah,
you, John.
Yeah.
Well, great.
Yeah, we didn't see any of this coming, did we?
No. In January. All right. People still can get a hold of you. How can they do that?
Well, you can give us a call at 320-698-4747, and that'll ring right to my cell phone regardless where I am. So.
Okay.
Or you can always email us, support@ruralsolutions.com.
That's right, and they're working from home.
Yes.
Okay.
Or from a tractor cab, in my
or
case.
Or from a tractor.
For another
week.
Got
the corn
so.
Planted yet?
Just about.
Just about. Almost done. Good.
Yeah.
Good spring weather for that this year, right, John?
Oh, indeed. Can't beat it. We deserve it.
Yep.
I think all the farmers would agree that we deserve a year like this after the last few.
Yep. All right, John and Teresa will be back next week with another Rural Solutions Technology Update Show.